The UN General Assembly on Friday held a ceremony marking the day of the Auschwitz liberation. Concurrent to this occasion, the UN has passed a resolution condemning Holocaust denial as a global crime. Deutsche Welle Radio's Mark Hallam has the story.
Emotion always runs high at the UN General Assembly when the memorial ceremony marking the day of Auschwitz's liberation takes place. Israeli Ambassador Dan Gilerman sought to alarm and to shake the world out of its reverie.
A world in which an extreme and evil regime denies the Holocaust while preparing the next one.
The Israeli envoy was targeting the Iranian regime. Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had referred to the Holocaust as a myth. He staged a conference in Tehran a month ago denying the systematic murder of some 6 million Jews and millions of others, including Poles, homosexuals and gypsies. The new resolution makes denying these events illegal and was put forward by Germany and the USA, along with over 40 other nations. It was adopted by consensus, although Iran did distance itself from what it called a political exercise. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon supported the resolution.
Denying historical facts, especially on such an important subject as the Holocaust, is just not acceptable.
Germany's ambassador to the UN, Thomas Matusek, played a part in drafting the resolution.
Der Gedenktag hat eine ganz wichtige Funktion.
The memorial anniversary plays a very important role, but in fact, ostracizing those who deny the Holocaust really is a step further. Of course, you have got to be realistic and ensure you word the resolution very carefully. It shouldn't provoke a political debate on unrelated issues, for example, the unsolved Middle East problem.
He said the resolution's language, therefore, was very neutral and was not directed at any single country. But everyone knows who is meant, and the words of the acting US ambassador to the UN, Alejandro Wolf, are aimed in only one direction, at Iran.
We've seen some developments in the past year that are of concern, and the time is right and appropriate and fitting to use this anniversary to pass a resolution that makes it unmistakably clear that this organization and all its members reject any denial of the Holocaust.
Germany proposed a similar ban to the EU in December. Denying the Holocaust has been illegal in Germany for decades, and the EU seems poised to largely agree to the move. But there has been resistance from nations like Great Britain and Italy, which fear the law constricts free speech. European nations Belgium, Austria, France and Spain have already outlawed denying the Holocaust. In Berlin, numerous memorial services for the victims of National Socialism took place to mark the anniversary of Auschwitz's liberation. Over 90 Jewish organisations and pro-Israel initiatives have also arranged another rally on Sunday. There, 5,000 people are expected to march through central Berlin in protest against the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle Radio.